This podcast is brought to you by Bose Headset 10.
This is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're at Oshkosh EAA Air Venture just the day before opening day, and we're talking with Lindy Kirkland. He's the president of the Air Care Alliance, and he's helping get all set up here with their big two booths they have and a big exhibit all about public benefit flying. So he's going to tell us how this all came to be and what they hope to achieve here for the week and give us a little overview of the whole event.
Thanks, Mary. This really started with a conversation last summer after Air Venture between Rob Ray and Tom Poberesny. And Rob mentioned to Tom that there were so many mission aviation groups that came to Air Venture that they really ought to do something to highlight that. And then that expanded to not only highlighting mission aviation, but also all facets of public benefit aviation. And so with the EAA push for that, they developed this feature that we see here on Aeroshell Square today that really is a very large feature that really highlights both mission aviation and public benefit flying.
Okay, yeah, you've got a great spot here right in the middle of everything, and you've got, like we said, two tents. And so what kind of exhibits will you actually have here?
Well, what we're really trying to show and to showcase here in the public benefit flying side is that you've got ordinary pilots, ordinary airplanes doing really extraordinary things to support their communities and to take care of people within their communities. And so what we're really trying to show is that this is an avenue for pilots of average means. You know, you don't have to have a citation jet to do this. You if you can rent a 172, you can really do almost all the missions that we talk about here in public benefit flying.
So are you hoping to recruit new pilots during this event?
Absolutely. First of all, we really want to raise awareness of all the really good things that general aviation is out in the community doing. You know, aviation has sort of gotten a black eye in the press this past year, but we really want to show the other side of that you have very, very many pilots on a daily basis doing a lot of things to support and provide benefit to a lot of people in their communities. But recruiting is a big part of that. We certainly would like to get more pilots involved in the various public benefit flying groups that are out there, and so we want to make them aware that there is an avenue for them to go and do the service for their communities.
And how has all this been affected by the economy? Has it been harder for you to operate because, you know, people are less willing or less able to volunteer?
I think if you look at flying activity in general throughout the country, there's been a decrease with the economy the way it is. But I think, by and large, people are still looking for an outlet to go fly. And so public benefit flying has probably suffered a little bit less than the average flying population and activity in the country.
Can you give us an idea of the range of, I see you've got like dozens and dozens of different organizations that are part of the Air Care Alliance. What are some of the different types of missions that they accomplish?
Sure. Really, public benefit flying, if you look at it, can be broadly categorized in about five different areas. Accessing care, which is the traditional angel flight, transporting patients to needed care or things like that. But there are also four or so categories, serving those who serve. A lot of groups in the recent past have sprung up that are doing veterans support and airlift of wounded veterans and their families. We also have responding to emergencies and disasters. Groups like the Civil Air Patrol and other groups that do true search and rescue are part of the Air Care Alliance. But also, if you look at the aftermath of Katrina, Rita, and some other recent disasters, small four-seat general aviation airplanes were often some of the first ones on the scene delivering some of those precious supplies. Delivering precious cargo, blood and tissue and organ transplant transportation, those are all parts of public benefit flying as well. And then giving people new perspective is probably our last one, and that's more in the sense that, you know, from the air, the world looks vastly different. And so a lot of environmental groups are now using public benefit volunteer aviation to take people up to see what's really happening in the rainforest, what's really happening in some of the major delta areas in the country. And so those are tools that they're using general aviation to do.
Other than being here all week to talk to people and get your message out, do you have other events going on? Will there be forums or events or anything like that?
Yes, we have a number of forums that will talk broadly about public benefit flying, but then some more detailed that talks about some of the specific subsets, if you will. And people can consult the AirVenture website to look for that, or the Fly for Life flylife.org, and that's F-L-Y, the numeral 4, life, L-I-F-E.org. They can go to the website and look on the organization's page. There's a tab there for that. And they'll be able to put in, I'm a single-engine pilot, and I want to do pet transport, or I want to do patient transport, and I live in Peoria. And it will give them a list of groups that operate in their region so they can then contact them individually. It will also have links to those groups' individual websites, so if they want to get more information about those particular groups as well, they can do that. So we'll have that here in the booth, and then they can also do it from home as well.
Okay, and Fly for Life is actually a program of EAA, is that correct?
That is correct. EAA in conjunction with the Air Care Alliance and the mission aviation groups like the International Aviation Mission Association, those groups are really sponsoring this whole Fly for Life event. And so EAA has been the backbone and the real push behind all this, and we really have a lot of thanks and gratitude to them for their support this year.
Thank you very much. Again, this has been Mary Grady with AvWeb talking with Lindy Kirkland at the Air Care Alliance Fly for Life exhibit.
Presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots' 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.